We are now ready to begin the RPR testimony examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. State your name, please, sir, for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
My name is Lawrence O'Neill.
How are you feeling today, Mr. O'Neill?
Actually, this morning I felt okay, but only for a couple of hours.
What do you mean, exactly?
The later it becomes, the worse I feel.
Explain that to the members of the jury, please, sir.
I don't understand. Is that supposed to be a question?
Do you realize, sir, that you have taken an oath to tell the truth here today?
I certainly do.
Do you understand you are subject to perjury charges if you are not truthful?
Certainly. I believe it is much easier to simply tell the truth at this particular time.
I'm positive the judge and the jury members are glad to hear that, Mr. O'Neill.
But I am still totally confused. What do you expect me to say?
Only the truth, Mr. O'Neill. Only the truth.
Please repeat your question again, ma'am.
I will be delighted. Please let me know immediately if you do not understand one of my questions.
I thought that is what I was doing.
If I remember correctly, you stated just a minute ago that you feel worse the later it gets. Do I have that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you explain any reason why?
I know I have an injury to my lower back.
Do you believe that is what causes you to feel worse later in the day?
I certainly do. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind at this point.
Mr. O'Neill, we are getting a little ahead of ourselves, and I apologize to you.
No problem. Please continue.
Let's take a moment so the jury can get to know you a little better, okay?
All right, fine.
How old of a gentleman are you, Mr. O'Neill?
34, almost 35.
Where do you live presently?
At the moment, I am staying with my brother and sister-in-law in Houston.
Is that a permanent situation for you?
Hopefully not. They are allowing me to reside there while I am undergoing treatment at the medical center.
Do you know the time period involved in that treatment?
It will depend on my rate of improvement. The sooner I get better, the sooner I can move back to my place.
Do you have a family?
Not at the present time. I am divorced.
Any children?
No. My wife and I were unable to have children.
Tell us about your education, if you would.
I graduated from high school and then I began a 2-year program to be a licensed practical nurse.
Did you complete that training?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Did you seek employment in that field?
The school had a very good placement program and I got a job almost immediately.
What type of employment did you get?
I was working at a nursing care facility.
How long did you work there?
Until I hurt my back.
Do you recall when that happened?
Not exactly. I think it was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
How did you injure your back?
I was lifting a patient from a wheelchair over to the bed and suddenly I felt something pop.
Did you experience pain at that particular time?
I certainly did. The worst pain I ever had in my entire life.
As a result of that accidental injury, did you lose time at work?
I never returned to that job.
Did you receive any benefits as a result of that back injury?
I collected some from workers' comp.
Did they take x-rays of your back as a result of that injury?
Yes, ma'am, they did.
Was there any damage to your back?
Fortunately, it was just a pulled muscle.
Have you ever had another injury to your back?
Actually, that was only a muscle injury. My back was okay.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you telling the folks on this jury that your back has never been injured?
No, ma'am, that is not correct. I got injured in this car accident, not previously.
Is this the only accident you have ever had?
That is correct.
When was the last time you received a speeding citation?
I don't remember.
Was it within the last 12 months?
I don't believe so. I have gotten tickets before, but it was a long time ago.
Where were you going on the afternoon of this accident?
I was driving home from work.
Where is your work located?
It's hard to say. I work at different locations.
Are you currently employed as a nurse?
Yes, correct.
Do you work in a hospital or nursing home?
Not anymore. I work for a company that provides nursing care in the home of the patient.
Is that like a visiting nurse company?
Exactly.
Tell the members of the jury where you live.
On the west side of town near the old warehouse district.
Are you located in that neighborhood where they are developing those condos?
That is correct.
Can you describe for us what happened as you were driving home?
My memory is a little vague after so many months have passed.
Just answer to the best of your recollection.
Okay. As I recall, I had exited from the freeway on Railroad Drive and was approaching the intersection with Valley Road.
Is there a stop sign at that location?
No, it has traffic lights.
How many lanes were there in the direction you were going?
There are 3 lanes plus a turning lane.
As you were approaching this intersection, would you describe the traffic at the time as heavy, medium, or light?
It was basically rush hour, so it was pretty heavy.
As far as you were able to observe, was it more or less than normal traffic for that time of the afternoon?
As far as I'm concerned, I would say pretty average. There were lots of cars everywhere.
What is the speed limit in that area of Railroad Drive?
Immediately prior to that intersection with Valley Road, it is 45.
Was traffic really moving that quickly during rush hour?
Frankly, it's kind of like if you don't get out of the way, you get run over.
Sounds like an accident waiting to happen. Do you agree?
Not really. I drive that road every day, sometimes several times, and previously never had an accident or anything like this, ma'am.
Was there something obstructing your view of the signal lights as you approached the intersection?
To the best of my recollection, not a thing.
No trees, no large signs, no big 18-wheelers?
No, everything was clear.
What color was it?
You mean the traffic light?
Let me restate my question.
Okay.